This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour now, it's time for our weekly overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. The charts for the week of August the 21st to the 25th, last full week of the month of August. Believe it or not, we're encroaching on fall and Labor Day and going back to school and all those other things that may or may not affect our attitude towards some of the things going on. The top 10 stories I will review for you. I'm Doug Steffen, along with broadcast professional and evil thinker, Joe Crummy. Evil Thoughts is daily podcast on iTunes and other places. And when we're doing this, we put this together. We edit the countdown together into a podcast as well. So if you want to listen to the podcasts of the countdown, just go to blogtalkradio.com/countdown show. That's it. blogtalkradio.com/countdown show. New every week because there are new stories and topics every week. The topics, the top topics of the week, number 10. And this week, let's see who else. So Rich McFadden is here. Victoria Keelan is here. And the football and baseball action. I don't think there's anything of note other than the story about John Cena this week, who has nothing to do with football. Did he play football, though? Did I remember Cena played football?
I don't know. If he did, that's unknown to me, and I've only known him as a wrestler.
Yeah, I think most people have known him as a
wrestler. But he certainly has the build for it. He could have played football.
Yeah, Victoria, tell that story about what we posted on the DJV website of him being around some of his fans and the accolades that were given to him. It's really kind of a sweet story.
It really is. The video, of course, is posted on the Facebook page, facebook.com/DJVshow. And John Cena was sitting down on a set, and the point of it was he was going to read thank you notes from his fans who believe that he's helped them throughout the years. And so as he read through this giant list of thank you notes and didn't realize that all those fans were actually in the next room there to surprise him. And so some of the stories were really touching. There was one little boy who had gotten a wristband from John Cena after a wrestling match, and then his mom had to undergo cancer surgery, and he gave the wristband to his mom to wear during her six-hour cancer surgery. So his mom was there with him, and she's now cancer-free. And it's just such a feel-good video to watch. Nice. And to see this big guy with such a soft spot and such a big heart just tearing up over all these amazing stories. It was really wonderful.
Yep. Sweet.
Wow. Can I add something evil?
You may, yes. Spoiler.
I mean, it's a great story. I just want to talk about the Yankees, and they got in a huge fight last night. I mean, just as a counterpoint to the feel-good story, if I could just be evil for a second. They got a huge fight last
Yankees
night. You should see the video.
Yankees
with the
evil.
Detroit Tigers. Oh, yeah. Evil.
Evil.
Gary Sanchez has been lighting up the Tigers. They threw and hit him, and they got into a big fight. What happened to Sanchez is he was punching out, I think it's Miguel Cabrera, who was on the ground, couldn't defend himself, so look for some kind of a big suspension coming. And that stinks, man, because he's hot right now.
Yeah.
I just wanted to be evil for a second. I know I like the story
nice
from Victoria. It's just great, but I thought I'd add some evil this morning.
All right, speaking of evil, is there a difference between naked pictures and nude photos? What's the difference between a nude photo and a naked picture?
Eddie Murphy used to say naked means you have no clothes on. Or no, nude means you have no clothes on. Naked means you have no clothes and you're up to something.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what Eddie Murphy said was the difference.
Okay, so Tiger Woods and Lindsey Vonn, there are some nude pictures or naked pictures of them. Which is it? Floating
I think
around.
They were up to something, so I'm going to go with naked.
She's right. No, they were up to something. That's it. They were sending them.
So how did pictures, where did the pictures come from? How did pictures like this become public?
Well, they hacked Lindsey Vonn's phone.
Yeah. Right, and then they stuck him up on a porn site, which, by the way, I don't want to say that I have evil thoughts about it, but I don't see it being mentioned where it is, because I'm not saying I would look. But they have been taken down.
I believe it was called Celeb Jihad.
There you go. Thank you.
Really?
Let me write that down. What was it again? All right, yeah.
Celeb
Jihad.
Jihad.
There's a whole section.
I was kidding. I ain't God's going to do it. I was just kidding.
Celeb Jihad. Okay.
Actually, I would say don't look at this.
All right. Wow. They don't have them all down. I mean, they have some of them down as far as I know.
Much ado about nothing. Right?
Tiger Woods. Gone, I don't know.
Here's the thing. I mean, what's funny about it is that he was able to get himself a girlfriend after what he had just been, because this goes back to 2015. I guess, yeah, at some point you got to give Tiger a break. But when was the whole thing with Tiger Woods? Was that 2010, 2011? And that was outrageous. And
yeah.
Well, didn't he dig his own hole? Doesn't he deserve whatever trouble he had as a result of that was completely of his own doing, or was his wife
isn't there a co-conspirator? Right, but isn't there a statute of limitations on it, though, after a while? It's like, okay, he was evil and bad in 2010. I mean, really evil and bad, and had been evil
and bad. Well, spoken like a true guy.
He never gets to have another hot blonde girlfriend again? I mean, come on!
All right, that's it. That's the guy's point of view. Victoria, want to have your say from the other side? That's the guy's point of view.
I
just don't want to touch it.
Yeah, I don't have any respect for him at all. So
I've never thought he was any great shakes. There's nothing about him ever that I thought was about him. I'm pretty good at
reading
people.
He is a good golfer, but
That's it. He was. All right, so what's the old express? If you can't say something good, let's keep moving. 13 past the hour, countdown show with a focus on your health and well-being at relatively low doses. Resveratrol induces a nitric oxide production facility in your system, but you got to take a lot of it in order to get the effect of nitric oxide, and so we continue to talk about the value and the virtue of something that's better, much better, super, super food, super beets, super beets. Why is it important for you to have the cardiovascular power of this amazing vegetable? It's all about healthy blood flow, healthy blood pressure. So if you are maturing, your body loses its efficiency around energy and stamina and those issues. So drinking a superfood will help your body get fed. You need to feed your body, especially your cardiovascular and circulatory system, so that you have blood going to your muscles and to your brain, so that you have energy at your core, so you can do the kind of job you're being paid to do, right? Nothing worse than going to work after lunch and going down, down, down. I get groggy. I want a nap. Boop! Super beets. That's what you need. Teaspoon into a glass of water or a smoothie. Drink it. Minutes later, you'll have the experience that everybody who takes super beets, there's no one that I've ever met that was unsatisfied with the results of using super beets. I've never met anybody, frankly. And I've talked to a lot of people, know my association. A lot of my friends, people in my family that use Super Beets, and they love them, and they do. I use them every afternoon. I get a little groggy. Super Beets or Neo 40, which is the encapsulated version of Super Beets, in that capsule, the same as a teaspoon of Super Beets put into water, only this time you put the capsule on your tongue, dissolves immediately, instantly goes into your system, and you get all that energy, and there's no drugs, there's no caffeine, there's nothing but nitric oxide from beets. Super Beets. And now your opportunity to get a free 30-day supply of Super Beets. Let's order at 800-655-4183. Should we do that? 800-655-4183. Super Beets. Guaranteed or your money back. Get free shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. You can order online at DougLikesBeets.com. It's a good place to go if you want to get more information about Super Beets, how they work in specific terms. I can't tell you everything in a 60 or 70 second conversation, but I can get you intrigued. Get more information and order at DougLikesBeets.com, or get your free 30-day supply of Super Beets at 800-655-4183.
I'm a student.
I'm a professional.
I'm a woman.
And I shouldn't have to worry about walking alone, day or night.
I've heard it all.
Honey, give me a smile.
Harmless catcalls? I never know. I carry Tiger Lady. It's a revolutionary defense tool that's based on one of nature's most efficient defenses, a cat's retractable claws. It weighs less than my phone and is designed to collect DNA. Old-fashioned defense products are heavy, need batteries, or can backfire on me. Tiger Lady is discreet and fits in my hand. And when I make a fist, claws come out like a real-life Wolverine. It's easy to use, doesn't require training, and is legal in all 50 states.
Whether I'm out for a run or making my way around campus, I come prepared with my Tiger Lady.
3 million men and 19 million women have experienced at least one incident of sexual assault. Be aware and be prepared.
For a limited time, go to TigerLady.com and get the family four-pack at a savings of over 15% off. Use the offer code SAVINGS and save an additional 15% off. Find your fear. Set Tiger Lady.
Announcing the Office Depot Office Max Back to School 1 cent event. Going on now in stores only. Check your purse or pockets, your car's cup holder, because a penny has never been more valuable. 10-pack pens, 1 cent. Composition notebooks, scissors, and plastic folders, all 1 cent each. Hurry to the 1 cent event only at Office Depot Office Max.
Taking care of business.
In store only. Limit 3 each while supplies last. Offer with minimum $5 purchase before tax. Ends 8/26.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 24th through September 4th. With colors like Picnic, Pressed Flower, and August Moon, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
All right, 17 after the hour. Evil Thoughts, Joe Crummy. Sweet Thoughts, Victoria Keelan. Although, it's that's a sexist thing. Why should women always have the sweet thoughts? Women can have tough, evil thoughts. Victoria, you're capable of evil thoughts.
Of course.
All right. Do you have evil thoughts? No, that's good.
She has some, yeah, from time to time. Let's get to number 8, the countdown, focusing on the top 10 stories from Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. The Powerball winner is a lady from Massachusetts. She actually takes home $338 million, makes her wealthier than Beyonce and Taylor Swift, among other stars, immediately overnight. And all the conversation is about what do you do? How do you have a life when you go from having a salary as a nurse in a hospital to having $338 million in cash? What do? Most people, I do, whenever I buy a ticket for the Powerball or Mega Million, I spend the time dreaming about what I'm going to do with it, who am I going to help, how's it going to work, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, but I don't think you're ever prepared for it. How can you be prepared? You don't know what it's like till you actually have it, right?
You know what? Yeah, that is true. But you know what? Can I say something about this woman who has all this money?
Sure.
I don't care about her problems. You know what I care about? I care about when I'm at a 7-Eleven or a convenience store and this Powerball thing like this is out of control and all I want is a quart of milk and I'm trying to get my... I don't care about this rich lady. She's fine, okay? I'm worried about me, okay? All I want is a quart of milk and there are 50 people. Their chances of winning are what? 1 in 292 million. And I'm thinking, you know what? My chance of needing milk is 1 in 1 right now. So can I go to the front of the line? That's what I want to say.
Why do they have two lines in that circumstance? They should have a line for the Powerball or the Mega Millions and then for doing regular business. Yeah. That's not good management on their part. I bet a lot of people feel that way. Actually, Victoria, did you buy a ticket this time?
No, I didn't.
No.
I never do. If Lewis does, then fine, but I never remember to.
Really? It's not that important. You don't dream?
No.
Joe, when's the last time you bought a lottery ticket?
Years ago, and you catch a little buzz. But I mean, you know, honestly, I think it is the dumb guy tax. That's what I really think it is.
The dumb guy tax?
Yes.
The people buying all these lottery tickets that don't have the money in the first place.
I hate to break it to you, but you're not going to win, okay?
Mm-hmm. Well, somebody's going to win. Might as well be you or me, better yet. Me! I want that money. Golly gee. 21 after the hour. Countdown time.
The
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now 23 after the hour, as the countdown continues, or the overview of the stories that have made it into the countdown lore for this week, you can find the list, the complete list, at Talkers.com, home of Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. We move into Barcelona at number 7. I don't know what there is to say about that. Can't imagine anybody would have a meaningful conversation about Barcelona because it's just so much bunkum. It's the same old, same old. I was actually looking at Joe Crummy's riff on this to see if I could find it. You commented this week at Evil Thoughts. If you go to iTunes, you can find Evil Thoughts. My Skin Crawled is your overview of Hillary's new book. And yeah, she said that about, didn't she say that about Trump, basically?
Her yeah, skin crawled. She said that when they were on stage on the second presidential debate, that and she says that in her audiobook, because I got the audio, that Trump had just talked to her a couple days ago. I guess that tape had come out where he's talking about grabbing women by the thang. And right, she said, I'm on stage right next to him, and he's stalking me, and I'm really, really close. And she was really upset about it.
Huh. All right, but she wasn't upset when they were friends before.
I don't know how friendly they really were,
but they were acquaintances for sure.
Yeah. Well, they were smiling for the cameras and all that. But what I thought was, I'll attack her now. But I mean, what I thought was funny was, if you listen to what she says, she said, I wasn't going to let him intimidate me. And then the whole thing is about how intimidating he was. It was kind of like, well, which is it?
Yeah. All right. So let's see. What other things do we have here? Just to review this past week or so, the rally in Phoenix, which is one of the, it's number 2 this week, actually, on the story list. What did you add to the discussion that nobody else thought of? That's what I'm always looking for. When I want to listen to a podcast, I want to hear, it's like a radio program, I want to hear something on that radio
program. You want to hear something
different? Podcast, I'm not going to get anywhere else.
Would you like to hear the local news guy getting maced?
In Phoenix?
Yes.
Is this somebody you knew? Because you worked in Phoenix.
Yeah. Yeah, this is Tom Perumian, who I knew from KABC, and then he works at KTAR, where I used to work, too, as well. And he got maced, and you can hear it. It's
really?
I've got the audio if you want it.
Got maced by whom?
The cops. He was reporting.
Yeah, the audio?
You want to hear it? Yeah, I'll bring it up right now. We want to credit KTAR for this, but here it is.
Tom Perumian, real quick. KTAR, Tom Perumian, who's right there.
Police are firing either rubber bullets or blanks at us as they're trying to move the people away from the convention center entrance.
So, Tom, are they trying?
It gets better, trust me.
Oh, God. That's a percussion blast that has gone off. They're trying to move people out of here.
Yeah, well, I could go on, but, I mean, yeah, he got mazed.
So, what really was the, who's on what side here? Are the Trump people getting maced or the people that are protesting Trump being in Phoenix? Who's getting maced?
What happens is, right, the people leave, what they do is the protester guys hang around until after the rally, and what the cops do is try to keep the people, the Trump people, away from the protesters, which they did a pretty good job. But then the Trump people go away, and then the cops say, okay, everybody go home now, and the protesters going, not really. That's when it starts.
Yeah.
Right. They don't want to go home. And the cops are going, no, everybody has to disperse now. The Trump people were going home. They had their rally. They had their fun. Now the protesters are saying, we don't want to go. And then you hear Tom Perumi in there, you know, reporting on the showdown between the cops and the protesters.
Please, Mr. Custer, I don't want to go.
Yeah, right. You know what I would have said? Because at the end of the thing, they're going, you know, Tom, get away from the, you know, we want you to be safe. And I'm thinking, I'm evil. I would have said, Tom, get closer.
Stay there. Yeah, that's right. Your job.
Get closer. Get maced. Come on.
Yeah. An interview with somebody while you're getting maced. It's a sign of the times. It really is. There's so much intolerance and hatred on both sides. There's nobody listening. People are talking at each other rather than to or with each other. And so I guess I wonder at this point what is the point of having these rallies? There's a side of me.
On whose side? On Trump's rallies?
Yeah. Why bother?
Well, he's campaigning for his next run.
He's not going to get elected again. 28 past the hour. Countdown time.
In today's automotive news, Chevrolet has introduced a new car for next year's NASCAR Cup Series, a Camaro ZL1. Chevrolet flooded social media with pictures of the new car, announcing that it's officially here and that it will be coming to a track near you in 2018. Introduced in the ceremony in downtown Detroit, seven-time Cup champion Jimmy Johnson drove the car along Jefferson Avenue before pulling in front of Chevy headquarters. Many fans have been hoping the Camaro would return to the Cup Series. For more information, go to OurAutoExpert.com. I'm Nick Miles.
Thousands of people are killed in drunk driving crashes every year. If you've been drinking, get a ride, call a cab, or find some other safe way home. Because drunk driving can cost you a lot more than an arrest and a fine. Drive sober or get pulled over. Get away the Italian way in the new Fiat 124 Spyder. With up to 164 horsepower and 184 pound-feet of torque, the Spyder is the perfect performance vehicle to rev up for a top-down kind of summer. Visit your local Fiat dealer today.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation, except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy with smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow, find your way home.
Progressive presents Mindfulness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses. With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the #1 motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. #1 in motorcycle insurance from 2014.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
Okay. 34 at the hour now. You're listening to Doug Steffen, Victoria Keevan, Joe Crummy, and someplace McFadden is lurking about talking about the Talkers list this week. Every week, 52 weeks out of the year, the folks at Talkers Magazine at talkers.com, they are the ones studying this fantastic format. That's really what it is, a radio format. And the discussion of issues, things going on in the news, fake news, real news. I don't know, sometimes pretty hard to figure out what is what. The number six story, I'm just going to go back through quickly where we've been so far. Sports Talk Radio, Tiger Woods and his naked nude photos. Number nine, the Powerball winner. Number eight, the terror attack. And number seven, I'd rather see a discussion, because the Barcelona discussion of those things goes no place, a waste of time. And effort and focus. A lot of people talking about the solar eclipse this past week. Joe, did you watch with any degree of interest? Did you have glasses? How did you look at this?
You know what? Yeah, that's exactly how I did it, and it was great. And I thought that it could have been an incredible conspiracy. You know, all those cheap glasses that were sold around the United States, had they been fake, right? And that you would have had 100 million people blind, and North Korea could have just walked in and taken over the United States. Yeah. That's how they have to do it.
Sunglasses made in North Korea. Is anything made in North Korea?
It's cunning, right? You don't take out Goliath by, you know, getting in a fist fight, right? You got to be smart. I'm thinking this is a conspiracy. This is Kim Jong-un going to take us down with these glasses. Did you trust the glasses?
I didn't have the glasses.
How did somebody hand you a pair of glasses and says, here, stare at the sun, it's all good. And everybody had faith. Think about that.
Aha. All right, so what about you, Victoria? What about your focus on the solar eclipse?
It was very hard to not stare at the sun because it's like all day you just try to avoid doing what feels natural. But I didn't get any of the glasses or anything. But I was amazed that I was driving back into the city from I was down at my parents' when the eclipse happened, and I was amazed at how many people were staring at the sun with no glasses at all.
Mm-hmm.
It just people just all around the streets just lining up taking pictures and no glasses, just staring right at it. I don't understand. I mean, I used to think that the don't stare at an eclipse thing was an old wives' tale, but obviously it's not. No. And I don't understand how other people didn't get that memo.
Dumb, da-dum, dumb.
Yeah.
Really dumb, dumb.
Dumb.
The number six item this week on the story content list, the accidents U.S. Navy ships being run into by other ships and making a mess out of some fairly new equipment and ordnance, all of them avoidable, the state of mind... these people that are in the service that are supposedly trained for this, these boats are basically on autopilot, same as a plane. They flip a switch, and included in the computerized, I mean, this is what we pay $1.5 billion for, all this technology in these ships, so that you know what's around you, and what's under you, and what's over you. So the fact that they've had either the switch was off on everything, these guys were playing cards on the deck and weren't paying attention or anything. It's almost inconceivable in this day and age how these things, not one of them, but two of them, happen in the course of about a month, make us look foolish, make us all taxpayers wonder, what are we paying all this money for? We supposedly train all these guys, $40,000, $50,000, $60,000 to train each one of the sailors. The more they go up the ladder, the more it costs to train them. Well, who's doing what? What the hell's going on here?
You're right. So, you'd think there'd be somebody on the fork with some eyeballs.
Yeah, they could see the ship. Hello, what are these people doing?
Yeah, you know, we're not any farther than we were with the Titanic back over 100 years ago. You think about
nonsense. It really is. It's real nonsense. Some serious questions need to be asked about competency. So the guys at the top, they fire whoever, you know, it runs uphill. So the rear admiral that was in charge of the 7th Fleet got canned. And so they put somebody else there, and the people who are running, the captains of these ships, get canned. But in the meantime, where are the answers? I want to know what happened. It's my money. Taxes are taxes. Taxes get used to build these ships. I want to know why. I want to know. I want an answer to that question. What in the name of God is going on?
Right, and you just know that there's going to be so much politics, and who's going to, I mean, what's the policy that you can put the thing on autopilot and you don't have to be checking it, or you need to have eyeballs all the time? What is that about?
Well, but the autopilot tells you, as with a plane, what's around you? The plane.
Isn't there radar that beeps?
Yeah.
Isn't that fundamental?
Hello? Beep.
What are these guys doing? And so many of them on the bridge, what are they doing? This is completely lacking. There's no explanation. Nobody's come forth with an explanation that makes any sense.
The only explanation I've heard is that they have fewer ships now that are deployed and that crews are working longer hours and that they're exhausted and greater stress.
Bunkum. That's BS.
The fewer ships mean less time for home, rest, and training.
No, sorry. No, sir.
I don't know. That's what some of them... Senior, I guess that was a senior defense guy.
They want to spend more money. They got $700 billion in their GD budget. You can't find that's pathetic. To come up with an excuse like that.
How does fewer ships mean more work?
Ah.
I don't get that either.
I don't know, but I think that's true. But you would think, right, Doug, like you were mentioning the airplane analogy, that there would be a screen in front of some guy somewhere with your location and other objects that are close by. You'd think there would be a screen.
Yeah. That is so offensive for somebody to come back and say, who said that? Somebody in the service, somebody... I didn't hear that, Victoria. Where did that come from?
Navy officials. This came from earlier this week, Wednesday morning. Navy officials said that.
No, sorry, no sale. None. $700 billion a year. Don't give me that baloney. That's offensive to throw that out there.
They say it provides a robust argument for significantly larger fleet sizes, right, which is what they want. Yeah, that's what the Navy wants. So.
Yeah, of course they want. More. And screw the taxpayer around some more. Waste, fraud, corruption, abuse. Great for the military-industrial complex. Yep. Right. Not good for the taxpayer.
Notice, by the way, that it's that same vague Navy officials. Who's that? I mean, whose name is attached to that?
Yep.
Yeah.
Right?
Nonsense.
Where's the accountability?
As a matter of fact, I want less money spent because these people can't handle, obviously, responsibly, what their job is. They don't deserve more money. They deserve less money.
Well,
fewer.
With that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. All right. So I think we've had our say on that. Number five. Here's another one. The Interior Secretary has submitted recommendations on the national monuments. This guy's name is Ryan Zinke. He wants to change several national monuments. None are to be eliminated. The Bears Ears National Monument, Grant Staircase, Escalante National Monument, and two others could be reopened for mining and drilling. I don't know what that's got to do with national monuments. They may be putting them all together, bippity-boppity-boo. I don't understand. At first I thought, okay, get rid of the monuments, and then I started thinking about it. They're just things.
Well, but you could make the argument they're things that represent such horrors in our history that it is easy to get rid of them.
So then why hasn't somebody dismantled Auschwitz? If you use that, I mean, go to Germany and see all why don't tear that down?
That's different.
Why?
Well, I think that's an interesting point, though. You know what? When I was in New Mexico, I was in Santa Fe, and they have a statue in the middle of old Santa Fe, and it's about Native Americans fighting with the settlers or whatever it is. They put up plaques to put it into perspective alongside the statue, and instead of taking it down, and I thought it was very interesting, they put up some plaques to help you put it all into into context, and I liked that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Because they were talking about the savages.
We got a lot of simple minds in this country, and sometimes there is a simple way to fix a problem, and sometimes the problem fixes itself, and sometimes there's not a simple way of fixing it. I think there are some of these. It may be an individual case-by-case thing. What does rancor me is the use of the Virginia battle flag, which most people are not smart enough to know was not the Confederate flag.
That's right.
They refer to it as the Confederate flag, and they want it everywhere.
Right.
That I am offended by. We have one flag. The United States of America has one flag, the Stars and Stripes. The rest of them should all be burned.
I agree with that. Totally.
Yeah. But maybe the statues are different sort of thing, but no, all these flags, nope. It's like calling yourself an African-American. You're an American or you're not an American, an Italian-American, Russian-American, Polish-American. Nah, you are one, you're American, and, that's kind
that
of...
That one I disagree with, but...
Now she wants to. She wants to fight now.
No. I just think that the difference is, I mean, technically, I would be an Irish-American. My father is from Ireland, but that's... But I haven't... The African-American label is so different from all of the other ethnicities that you can say. It's a different... I just think it's a very different case.
I understand that's how you think, and that's okay. I disagree, but I don't disrespect you for it.
Do you want
44 past the hour. What'd you say, Joe?
No, you got to take a break. Let's do it later.
I do, as a matter of fact, to talk about how to use Zip Recruiter. ZipRecruiter.com, this is the way to hire. You got a small company, you need somebody this week, this month, maybe you only hired one or two people this year, that's okay. It doesn't make any difference how big you are. There are some huge companies like Toshiba, UPS, TrueCar, IHOP, Allstate, PayPal, Dell, Aveda, PetSmart, Macy's, all have used ZipRecruiter because it's the fastest way to hire great people. Your company may not be that big. Maybe you only need one or two people. I'm not really so concerned about how many people you want. I just want to make sure you have the information so that you can find, a lot of people used to go to the classifieds to find a job, right? I need work. Let's go to the classifieds. Nope. Don't do that now. You go to ziprecruiter.com/DJV and you see what's available for jobs. You put in, there's a particular thing that'll trigger a connection between you and the people that are the job seekers. That's part of the software, part of the genius of ZipRecruiter. So you don't really care how it works. You just want to know that it does work. And I'm telling you, it works. That's why they become so wildly popular and successful, because they are different. They don't do what the other job sites do. They don't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them. That's the key to success. Plus not having to juggle around the emails or the calls. Very cool. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That gets you in the door the first time free. Try it. Post a job opportunity. Follow it through. Use it. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Try it the first time free. And then you'll be going back to it because you'll see how easy it works. ZipRecruiter, easy to use dashboard, just easy all the way around, and great results. ZipRecruiter, use it free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Wish summer would last forever? Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 30% on paints and stains during the Endless Summer Sale, August 24th through September 4th. With colors like Picnic, Pressed Flower, and August Moon, you'll be surrounded by summer long after the leaves have changed. Your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store is right around the corner. Find it at sherwinwilliams.com/save. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
It's Super Saturday at Kohl's. Shop early birds until 1 p.m. to save big. Boyce Carter's tees are just $7.99, and Junior's graphic tees are $9.99. Fashion sneakers are $24.99. Kitchen electrics are only $9.99, and the Big One bath towel is just $3.99. Everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Earn it on everything, spend it on anything. This Saturday, it's Super Saturday, only at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
All right, 47 after the hour on the countdown to number one.
We talk each other down sometimes.
Yes, we do. Sometimes we do. All right,
yeah,
so
we talk you down, man.
The tensions between the Russians and the Koreans and all that stuff, that's become kind of old hat. I don't see there's anything new there. We were talking about the rally. That's number two in Phoenix. Number one is the whole business about the relationship between Donald Trump and Mitch McConnell. Seems to me like there's a lot of fake news there. I was looking at the Evil Thoughts podcast to see if you had something in here about McConnell and his relationship with Trump. I don't see anything. Maybe you didn't think it was worth your time. Right?
I talk about it in the podcast. I didn't make it up on top there, but I'll say this, because we were talking about this earlier, Phoenix and all that. What's the point of Phoenix? You guys were talking about it. And then our number one story this week is Trump, I guess. It always is. And then now McConnell, they're not getting along. I think that's why Phoenix is important, because I think the inside the Beltway people look at Trump as a passing phenomenon. They know that even if he's wildly successful, he's only around for 8 years. But these people are career people. They're not leaving D.C., and I think this goes double for the Republican Party, too, because I don't think Trump is really a Republican. He hijacked the party. I don't think these people have any loyalty at all to Trump. I think if they perceive weakness or that people aren't coming out to support him, they would nail him so fast you wouldn't.
They're trying to nail him anyway. They're trying to nail him anyhow because he doesn't play nice, so that becomes a problem. But he's chuckling. He does.
Well, I mean, that's putting it mildly. I think trying to nail him because he's a buffoon.
that's your point of view, and a lot of people agree with you. And so that's why it makes for an interesting conversation, as you can keep it civil and focused and on point. That's the whole idea of these conversations on the radio. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a review of the hot hits in talk radio at 10 before the hour.
People who can afford a LASIK procedure sure are lucky. Imagine being able to throw away your contacts and glasses. Imagine waking up tomorrow with 20/20 vision. Too bad everyone can't afford LASIK. Well, guess what? There's a company that agrees with you. The LASIK Vision Institute is now offering dramatically low prices on high-quality LASIK to make it affordable for everyone. That means you get the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology for a fraction of what others charge. And if you call right now, we'll schedule a free appointment so you can discover if LASIK is right for you. Results may vary. Call 1-800-963-4946. Even better, call right now and you can get an extra 20% discount off our already low-cost services. We've already performed over 1 million procedures. Let us help you.
Discover how you can get the quality LASIK experience you deserve at a fraction of what others charge. For your free appointment, call 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946. 1-800-963-4946.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At 30dayfood.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At 30dayfood.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. 30dayfood.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings along to you. Go to 30dayfood.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's 30dayfood.com at 800-700-2184.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Theme from James Bond. And who is the most famous of all the Bonds? Bond. James Bond. Who is the man who echoed through theaters for six of the James Bond movies? The man that we still think is James Bond is Sean Connery, who is, what, 80-something today, Chucker? Is that right?
87 years old.
87?
87? Wow.
My God, really?
he played James Bond from the period of 1962, and then he played him one more time in 1983 when he came back as Bond.
Never say never.
Yes.
Yeah.
Again.
Right. Yeah, that was not a Broccoli production. That was somebody else, and it was basically Thunderball. Over again. That's really
right. They had the rights to do Thunderball remake, and they basically remade it with a different title.
Yeah, right.
His toupee stood out in that one a little bit. I love him, but
like John Wayne's hair. Sometimes you see his hair. People laugh at me when I say, "Look at Ben Affleck's hair. He's got a piece on in the front," and you know, you look at it and think, "Oh, no, that can't be." Yeah, that is. All right, but we're not going to spend our time talking about hair pieces here.
No.
Or we could. Famous actors who have good hair pieces. William Shatner is number one on that list. He's got the best piece of anybody that I think I've ever seen. Absolutely fabulous job. Who else has got a good one, Chucker?
I'd have to give that some serious thought.
You know, look at those.
John Travolta has the worst, I could say. That would be my vote.
Yeah, he's had some bad ones in movies. I don't disagree with that.
Yeah. He just doesn't look good, period. I don't think. Do you think he looks good?
No.
Travolta? I don't think he looks that.
He's had trouble keeping his weight down. I think that's an issue.
Yeah, he smokes too much. You know, it's got to take its toll sooner or later.
Other than that, he's an awesome person.
Yeah, he's perfect. All right. So, Chucker, what we need here is a list of all the movies that are coming out and your recommendation for what we go to see. So that's Friday. We're supposed to do that stuff on Friday. What movie's coming out this weekend? We'll find out right after these words.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. As summer wraps up, whether you're planning one more road trip, a backyard barbecue, or shopping for back to school, it pays to know all of your opportunities to earn rewards. Bank of America Preferred Rewards Executive Kevin Condon recommends layering your rewards programs to maximize earning opportunities.
Many grocery stores and gas stations have their own rewards programs. Earn even more rewards by paying with a credit card like Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards, which offers 3% cash back on gas purchases and 2% cash back at grocery stores and wholesale clubs.
Another tip from Condon is to take advantage of banking rewards programs to further boost credit card rewards.
Bank of America Preferred Rewards offers perks such as credit card cashback bonuses of up to 75%, no-fee ATM transactions, and waived fees on everyday banking services. Since Preferred Rewards launched in 2014, Bank of America customers have earned over $500 million in cashback and points bonuses.
For more information, visit www.bankofamerica.com/preferred-rewards.
All right, so Chucker, 56 past the hour. What do we have this weekend? Is there anything good? You told us about two movies last week. I went to see that Logan thing. It was awful. I forget. The other one was like looked like it was too violent. So
Advanced Bodyguard was number one last weekend. Really, three movies open nationwide. This is really what's basically the dumping ground of the summer season for Hollywood. A movie called Birth of the Dragon, which is a Bruce Lee biofilm, and no advance reviews on that one. There's an animated movie called Leap, and then a gangster movie on a small budget, which will play in art house movies called Good Times with Robert Pattinson of Twilight fame. Reviews are really good on that one. We
is
booked it at our local theater.
What's the storyline there?
I'm not sure, but the trailer is really gritty from what I see. I'm going to go see it this weekend. I'll let you know what I think about it on Monday. I just want to point out this interview that James Cameron did in The Guardian as taking some heat. He, quote, speaking about Wonder Woman, one of the biggest hits of the summer season, he said, as a step backwards, she's an objectified icon, and it's just male Hollywood doing the same thing. I think he's totally wrong on that. And basically what he's saying is that the fact that she's a good-looking woman, she should play down her looks, and they should maybe cast somebody not as appealing physical-wise as Gal Gadot as Wonder Woman. I don't know exactly what he's saying, but I think it's a pretty stupid statement. What do you think?
Well, who would be a candidate for that? Who
Wonder Woman?
What's the point, though? I mean, Gal Gadot is amazing in this role, and I loved the movie so much, and I don't think that this was just a typical, like, her running around, you know, boobs everywhere. It wasn't that at all. I mean, I don't think that it was objectifying.
I don't either. And the funny thing is, he made a comparison between her and the Linda Hamilton Sarah Connor character, saying that Sarah Connor in his iconic 1992 movie Terminator 2 was more downplayed in terms of look and just a flawed character.
She was his wife at the time.
It's like
comparing apples and oranges in terms of character on film. I just don't understand what he was going for.
It's just more way to get maybe some press and unnecessary. She's done a nice job. It's a good thing.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.